What are some of the other markers that have been studied, particularly FISH, in terms of predicting response to the EGFR TKIs?
Right. So trying to understand what patients respond to EGFR TKIs and trying to understand the molecular marker that is the key one has been a very complicated field for the past few years. The three most common markers that people talk about are epidermal growth factor receptor protein. So this is IHC, which is your standard IHC test that every pathology lab in America does. Then another one that people look at is something called EGFR FISH. FISH stands for fluorescence in situ hybridization. And what you're looking at there is gene copy number. In patients with lung cancer, it's rare to see EGFR gene amplification like you see with HER2 and breast cancer. But instead, what you see is an elevation in the number of copies. So instead of having two copies, which we all have, these patients have in their tumors, you know, four, five, six copies, maybe three copies in some cells. And it leads to a description of what we call FISH positive or FISH negative without really being true amplification. And then as we talked about, EGFR mutations are the other side of the story. There have been a fair number of retrospective evaluations of large tumor sets from large randomized trials looking at EGFR immunohistochemistry, EGFR FISH, and EGFR mutation. And I think it gets complicated, but what I would break it down to is that I think it's really a sensitivity specificity type issue in that patients with EGFR immunohistochemistry positive tumors actually represent the majority of lung cancer tumors, and these patients may or may not respond, and it doesn't really serve as much of an enrichment for patients likely to respond to erlotinib. Then if you look at EGFR FISH, it seems like fewer patients have the true FISH positive tumor. But among those patients with FISH-positive tumors, the response rate is much higher than we all know the unselected patient populations. The response rates to erlotinib are about 9%. If you pick out the FISH-positive ones, that response rate jumps significantly to closer to 40%. And then with the EGFR mutations, those patients represented a very uncommon patient with lung cancer. Only about 10% of patients with lung cancer have these EGFR mutations. But the response rate for those tumors is closer to 80%. So I think that's how I put together in my mind these various predictors of response to therapy is that the EGFR mutation represents the most specific one, whereas EGFR FISH and IHC describe a larger number of patients, but they're less likely to respond.
Now, can you explain again how you get increased copy number, but it's not, quote, amplification?
Right. So true amplification would likely be observed in every cell in the tumor or the majority of cells in the tumor and would always be at least four or six copies per cell. In EGFR FISH positive tumors, it's a complicated scoring system that really looks at the number of cells with four or more copies, the number of cells with between two and four copies, and kind of puts it all together to describe a positive and negative group.